We as Jobokan are calling on the City of Johannesburg to rewrite their budget. The City of Johannesburg budget is unrealistic and amounts to unfair discrimination. An overpaid mayor, unexplained additional positions, expensive new prepaid power charges, and inadequate spending on essential infrastructure add up to a failed budget. The public participation process into the budget and integrated development plan was fundamentally flawed, preventing residents from having a say in increases and policies that will severely affect them. The city continues to rely on paying residents while delivering limited services to cover for their dwindling collection rates and unchecked perk spending. The city is at risk of losing more businesses and ratepayers to better performing municipalities. One of the most egregious increases is the prepaid electricity levy. Households that attempt to limit their consumption to save costs are prejudiced. Guaranteed, it will be the poor and most vulnerable who will be affected here, as there is no clarity on how the city will distinguish between affluent and indigent households who could end up paying thousands for the bare minimum of usage. The systemic collapse of services like power and water is having a devastating effect on the total function of the city. Reservoir failure is causing pipe bursts, needing constant repair, causing backlogs and shortages in road repair, and an impact on the Johannesburg Roads Agency budget and service delivery. Residents are being subjected to water shedding, with reservoirs shut nightly, causing emergency services to literally have to sit by and watch house fires as there's no water in the hydrants to help. The city has to ring fence water revenue to tackle maintenance needs. The losses at City Power are directly due to load shedding, as transformers are blown during surges and substations are looted when the power is off. Stabilizing the water and electricity grid should be the number one aim of the IDP and budget, which will have a stabilizing effect to deliver the rest of the objectives of the IDP. Instead, we have unexplained increases to the staff numbers and board members at municipal-owned entities, an executive that are exceeding their remuneration limits, and the additional unbudgeted expense of private security for all the top brass. Jobokan rejects the budget as unaffordable, unacceptable, and unlawful.